Confederate statues have been a source of controversy around the country in recent years. Now, the city of Franklin has voted to put African-American history markers around one of its own, rather than tearing it down. But as WPLN's Shalina Chatlani reports, the compromise still may not satisfy everyone.
Inside the roundabout of the Franklin Town Square, a Confederate soldier nicknamed Chip is perched on top of a 37-foot monument. He was erected in 1899 to honor Confederate troops that fell during the Civil War. Franklin Community Church pastor Kevin Riggs says he's irked by the writing on its side, which suggests soldiers fought for a noble cause.
The Civil War was about slavery. If that's the noble cause that they were talking about, then yeah, there's a little bit of uncomfortableness in reading that.
The Battle of Franklin was a significant moment in the Civil War. So the statue, the plantations, and antebellum churches here are all popular tourist sites. But, Riggs says, they fail to represent the history of the nearly 12,000 slaves that lived in Williamson County before the war. The fact that, close to Chip, slaves were sold in a market house, and nearby is a courthouse where there were public lynchings. Later, it was where slaves could get papers to become freed soldiers and fight for the Union, and after the war, start businesses downtown.
That is nowhere here. People don't know that story, and they need to. All they see is this.
It's kind of weird to be, you know, black in the city of Franklin.
Christian Nevels is a direct descendant of a former slave family at the Carter House and Farm, which is minutes away from Chip, and is one of Franklin's key attractions.
You feel like you're overshadowed by the Confederacy. I mean, granted, it's 2019, and so everybody's supposed to feel different, but you get the tours of all of the white history in Franklin, but what about the black history?
This sentiment is something Kevin Riggs hears often in his church, and it's part of why he and a few others founded the Fuller Story Project. It aims to put African-American history markers around Chip, and across from him, there'd be a statue of a free African-American soldier who fought with the United States colored troops.
You see it around the country where people are tearing them down, and that's not what we wanted. Our goal was, how can we unify?
Franklin is just one of many places across the country grappling with Confederate monuments and the social tension around them. In some cases, concern over these statues have even turned violent, like when a group of white supremacists rallied to protect two statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, from being torn down. Eric Stuckey is Franklin's city administrator. He says the city voted in February to support the Fuller Story proposal because it seemed like a strategy that wouldn't cause controversy. And it was practical, because Tennessee law punishes cities for removing historical monuments.
This was an initiative that was brought forward through the community that wanted to see a more complete story told. If it's public property, then we have the responsibility to use the public property in the way that meets community goals and vision.
But the approach hasn't met everyone's goals. The United Daughters of the Confederacy's Tennessee Division has threatened to sue because it says it owns the land where Chip stands. Doug Jones is their lawyer.
Is there room in history to tell more? Absolutely, and the Fuller Story needs to be told, but not on that little piece of ground.
Jones says Chip has been there for over a century. His group believes the property should exist for a specific purpose.
We're not against the markers, okay? Slavery was terrible. Historically, traditionally, that little piece of ground right there is about honoring the people that fought at the Battle of Franklin.
Groups like the United Daughters of the Confederacy say the past shouldn't be erased. But in Vanderbilt University historian Richard Blackett's opinion, the legacy of the Confederacy will never go away. And he says that is the crux of the controversy.
The point is, the Confederacy lost the war, but they won the larger cultural battle. And that is why it becomes so difficult to remove them.
A number of strategies have been proposed to address monuments. Simply leaving them alone, removing them, putting them in museums. Blackett says he thinks the community-based approach of the Fuller Story Project is promising, but he's still skeptical.
The problem with the context, of course, is what there's going to be a debate about what constitutes the context.
Other cities like St. Augustine, Florida, and Raleigh, North Carolina, have tried this strategy. But ultimately, he thinks these efforts are band-aids, not solutions. Just adding a few markers won't truly demonstrate the horrors of slavery or help the nation heal from the past, says Blackett.
To a large extent, it leaves the issue unchallenged. because the Confederate soldier is going to be there.
On either side of the debate, Blackett says, someone will be unsatisfied. Those who want to preserve Confederate history, or those who want to erase it entirely, because they think the Confederacy represents racism and inequality, which still lives on today. But the city of Franklin is proceeding. Several markers and the statue of a freed soldier will be placed throughout the town square. And city officials filed a lawsuit to figure out who actually owns the land under Chip, so it can place other markers beside him. Though for some residents, like Christian Neville's, winning the fight over Confederate monuments isn't really the point anyway.
I think it's just letting people know that we are more than what we've been through.
Neville's believes the markers will show African-American residents in Franklin they are appreciated for their contributions to the city. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.